My name is Sophia Chang.
Yo, yo, yo. It is Naivasha, and you're listening to Full Service Radio.
Recorded live from the lobby of the Lion Hotel in Koreatown, Los Angeles, California.
We kind of just outsourced to our community, and we've realized that there are a lot of people doing amazing things without a platform. And so we created that platform, space, and hub for that. Hi, I'm Naivasha, co-creator of Undo Lab, experimentalist and visionary.
My name's Sophia Chang. I am co-founder of Undo Ordinary, and we are a health and wellness platform, first and foremost, trying to repackage and change the way that people are digesting health and wellness information. And we have an online platform, we have an amazing community, and we also have a biannual print publication.
We met in New York post-Hurricane Sandy. It's the brilliance of weather that can bring people together.
Hours after Hurricane Sandy.
Hours after, when the city was desolate and we had nothing to do. So we had this fun photo shoot with a friend of ours. And then from there, we just started to work together and really kind of understand that dynamic of getting things done and having a voice and speaking towards a lot of issues that we didn't see that were being spoken to. And from that, it's just been growing since then. We always see a void and we find a way to fill it.
We're like very yin and yang in terms of our capabilities and how we work and how we deliver. So my background is mostly in kind of like a 2D, everything from your print, web design, graphic design, and so forth. And she does more like lighting, build out, set design, trade show stuff, video, photo, very mechanical. It's been a great balance. We're both workaholics. And when you love what you do, you end up really pushing past your physical threshold and you end up just doing way too much. And so it really forced us to reflect on our physicality and our bodies. And we got into fitness within just in our own worlds and also got into nutrition. This whole world of wellness opened up for each of us individually. When we started diving into health and wellness, there's not a lot of people who look like us in a lot of these, you know, establishments. Not only that, but a lot of the information that we grew up with, say your men's health and women's health magazines that you see on the way of checkout, very few times they represent people that look like us, not even just from an ethnicity perspective, but culture perspective as well.
When it comes to health and wellness, a lot of it just isn't digestible. It's not packaged the right way. It's not design focused. And so when you look at all of these archaic magazines that are out, they're designed in a way that's not going to reach everyone. They're not going to meet you in the eyes and the visual sense and then actually make you want to learn more about wellness. They're catered to one audience, one look, one feel, and they've always been that way. And so we definitely work within the psyche to really dig deeper into the brain and connect with people in ways that they resonate with. The fitness is this category. It's never really been for us. It's been this thing where you have to eat granola and be super hippie and claim vegan to like have access to. And yeah, you know, there's definitely the white privilege that comes along with that too, and just the money that comes into it. And so we try to basically break all that down to show that it's accessible to everyone. And a lot of legends and, you know, culture leaders and all these people are practicing these lifestyles. They're just not really being shown. And so we tap into that. You know, we get the musicians who are living this way where you may not know what they're eating every day, but they may not be like rocking out and jamming and partying hard. They may just be like drinking water every day. And that's the key to their success. But you don't see that. Put reality to this idea of community where everyone says community, community, and it's like it can't just be your choice community. It has to be the people who are right here in your yard, who are willing to show up, who are willing to do the work. And it may not look like your ideal group of people. That's what community is. It's not who you pick and choose. It's the people around who are going to do the work. And we've realized that there's so many people who are willing to do the work. If you're trying to educate a community, you can't continue to educate them with boring content. We're a content-driven society where we download everything on a phone and it's quick and you have 3 seconds to really make an impact. So how do we do that with print, which is supposed to be this dying medium, but it's not. It's the only way that you get information to everyone. It's the only way you break an algorithm. We've been in algorithms ever since we were born. And so to understand how to break that, you have to move beyond the system that you've been programmed into and get your information everywhere. And the only way that's ever worked is through print.
And the reality, too, is that obviously it's a hyper-saturated content market, right? So a lot of the shittier stories and the ones that aren't good for you about, like, Coke and Henny and World Star are the ones that get the most engagement. But we're here to kind of really disrupt all of that.
Everyone's lifestyle is different.
Everyone's
and again,
body's
how
different.
We're digesting information based on influencers and all that, sometimes it can be toxic because everyone's different. And when you're looking at this one person, you're trying to be them, you don't know what money they have or what, you know, system they may have came from in order to make that situation easier for them. You have no idea if they trained when they were younger. You have no idea what they've been fed since they were a baby. They could have been under chemtrails their entire life and, you know, shit's weird with their bodies. So you have no idea what's going on with someone from birth till that point.
I think it's been a very eye-opening experience for her and myself, given that we had been a part of a certain community and a certain type of lifestyle in New York. When I am in certain LA studios, I notice that I'm the only person of color in there. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so weird. It's like we're back to square one again versus New York, right? You have a subway train where everyone socially, economically, ethnically are just one big mishmash. And so that's been a big learning experience, especially for us trying to build that community, hold events, and really drive that awareness and traffic. The LA community and their priorities are a little bit more glam and Hollywood compared to what we're used to in New York, where it's a lot more authentic. It's like, look, I support you. I'm going to show up. I'm going to pull up. Versus here, it's like, where is it hosted? Who's going to be there? And it's just like, girl, just do it for yourself. Don't do it with some weird motive so you can get an Insta story out of it.
Every place is different, and especially how wellness is being like preached and offered to them. And so moving here helped to open our eyes and see that and see how we can kind of like move harder, do different things like community talks instead of just runs, but just find a way to meet people where they are. The people who are really doing the work are probably not social influencers, especially from like the athletic point of view and the health medical side of point of view. They're not focused on their influencers and followings. They're focused on like learning their craft and being good at what they're doing. So if we can give them a platform in order to speak to an entire generation and share their insight and history and everything that they've gained their entire careers, then we'll do that so that we can educate our community.